Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A serious cold front arrives this afternoon. It will drop our temperatures from the 70s to near 40 by midnight. We're also expecting rain that could change over to snow flurries by tomorrow morning. Check in with News Radio 1080 for updates throughout the afternoon. And with those temperatures ready to plummet by tonight, TxDOT is getting ready for the possibility of ice.
Today, crews are out prepping for icy roads in Denton, Collin, and Dallas counties. Elevated structures are getting treated with brine that's a mixture of salt and water. Emily McCann with TxDOT says crews will be out all day getting ready, but it shouldn't affect your commute.
We are asking drivers, if they encounter our equipment treating roadways, we ask that they give them plenty of space to work.
TxDOT will be watching the roadways throughout the day, and McCann says if necessary, they'll treat additional problem spots. In the morning, TxDOT recommends driving slowly and leaving yourself plenty of time to get to work. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Small Business Administration says it's approved almost $2 million in loans to people fixing damage from the October tornadoes. But KRLD's Alan Skaya says the SBA wants to give away a lot more.
The Small Business Administration's approved about $100,000 in low-interest loans for businesses and $1.6 million for homeowners and renters.
Some come in smiling and leave crying because they're able to be cathartic. Some come in crying, walk out smiling. So you get all kinds of different reactions.
Sushil Kumar says the Small Business Administration can approve loans more quickly than insurance companies approve claims because people do not need as much paperwork.
This is not a sit-down interview. This is more of a, hey, tell me what happened. What's going on?
Businesses and nonprofits can apply for up to $2 million. Homeowners can apply for $200,000, and renters can apply for $40,000. The deadline is January 13th. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A worker is killed at the new Dickies Arena in Fort Worth. Police say that worker, identified as 24-year-old Juan Julian Jr. of Fort Worth, was crushed to death Saturday when a mechanical gate closed on him. Police are investigating, but say at this point it appears the death was an accident. Investigators are waiting for autopsy results to determine the exact cause of death. Grand Prairie names its new police chief. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein says the announcement was made this morning.
The announcement was made by City Manager Tom Hart.
I have appointed Daniel Cessny as our new Chief of Police in Grand Prairie, Texas.
The 45-year-old Cessny has been with the Grand Prairie Police Department for 19 years, the last three as an assistant chief. Cessny says he's very grateful for the opportunity.
To be able to lead this organization is it's very difficult to describe, and it's an honor. And I'm humbled.
Cessny will take over on January 18th for Steve Dye, who will shift his focus to his role as assistant city manager. Dye says he wanted the city to promote from within.
We're doing so many great things in the community. Our citizen level of satisfaction is high. Crime is way down.
At Grand Prairie Police Headquarters, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A church in Grand Prairie donates 50 armored vests and 50 helmets to the police department. Gateway Church partnered with the nonprofit Shield 616 and brought officers to the altar during Sunday service. Grand Prairie Police Chief Steve Dye says the department is grateful for any help from the community. He says the weekend death of a Houston police sergeant shows how dangerous the job is.
It's a very challenging environment for law enforcement, but I think this also speaks to our community and the support they have for GPPD and how much they love and appreciate us.
That sergeant in Houston was shot in the chest and died even though he was wearing a bulletproof vest. The vests and helmets cost about $100,000. You might want to brace yourself for a bump in gasoline prices.
I would expect that by the end of this week, unless something drastic happens to the price of crude oil, I think it's all but guaranteed that prices will likely correct themselves and probably jump fairly notable here in the next few days.
At Gas Buddy, Patrick DeHaan says today's DFW average is down to $2.14 a gallon. The Cowboys get ready to host the Rams on Sunday. Dallas opened as a 3-point favorite, but that number has quickly come down to 1.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.